passage, paragraph, and prayer. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert. Today we're concluding the sixth stanza of Psalm 119 by looking at verse 48. Listen to Psalm 119, verses 41 through 48. And let your mercies come upon me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. And I will have an answer for the one who criticizes me, since I trust in your word. And do not utterly snatch from my mouth the word of truth, for I have put my hope in your decrees. And I am resolved to keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk about in a spacious place, for I seek your precepts. And I will speak of your testimonies in front of kings, and I will not be ashamed. And I will amuse myself with your commands, which I love. And I will lift up my palms to your commands, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. In that last verse, you probably noted what Bible scholars have also noted. Lift up my palms to your commands is a unique expression, even a strange one. The scriptures often speak of lifting up palms or hands to heaven in prayer, but not to God's commands. So what does it mean? There are two good options. The first option is this: lift up palms by itself may refer to prayer. In this case, the psalmist would be saying, I will pray to your commands. Just like a music instructor might say, you need to play to the beat. Too often we pray to God to our own beat, to the natural thoughts or ideas of our heart, or to the thoughts and ideas of the world, and then we wonder why it seems like God isn't answering our prayers. The best prayer starts with first listening to God, by reading or hearing and meditating on God's word. Our prayers will then be in harmony with God's thoughts and God's will. The second option is this. The main idea behind lifting up palms to heaven is that the one praying is hoping or expecting to receive some blessing from God. So lifting up palms to God's commands may simply mean looking to God's word for spiritual blessings. To paraphrase, I will look to your word for spiritual blessings and spiritual strength. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I love your word. I love your word because it shapes my prayers. It helps me to know the good things that I ought to pray for and what I can expect to receive from you. I also love your word because of the spiritual blessings you give through it for the sake of your Son. Forgiveness, restoration of honor, hope, eternal life, strength for godly living. Help me therefore to meditate on your statutes regularly, to receive your spiritual blessings regularly, and to respond to your word with words of my own in regular prayer to you. Hear my prayer, and grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can either email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.